Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Bone of the Mo Thugs movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in the world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though, what do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Man, much love to the 86ers and much love to Bone Thugs and Harmony on that commercial. Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. You know, tonight is really a tremendous show for me. I wanted this show because the individual that is coming on my show tonight, not only did he create history in multiple levels, but he was on my show in the beginning, and we talked about the adversities, the triumphs of life. And this young man told me he was hungry. He was truly hungry, and he wanted to do for his family. And he truly did. And he astounded the world. With that, he created history. With that being said, from the world of bare knuckle fighting championships, welcome to the show, Arnold Adams. Arnold, what's happening, bro?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Man, you wouldn't lie to me when you said you was hungry.
No, and I had to prove it. I had to show it.
Yeah,
I had
and
to.
You did, my brother. You did.
Thank you.
You know, I kind of want to start from there, if you don't mind. When I first had you on the show, when you first got this opportunity, we talked about family. We talked about, you know, what it's like to be not just a warrior, but to be a man in our walk.
Mm-hmm.
How has this, well, because we'll get to talking about the fight in a second, but how has this defined you now as a man, coming from that adverse situation to now being history-making?
Ask that one more time. I'm sorry.
Basically, you know, I'll cut it down to a short sentence. How does it feel for you to finally so hungry that now you're able to provide for your family and have
mm-hmm.
that pride in your heart as a man, knowing that you accomplished what you set out to accomplish?
It's, for right now, it's a sign of relief. You know, I can breathe a little, but this was just like a test, a teaser, if you will. This is just a sample of what I could do or the level I could reach and the level of comfortability that I could get to.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy because when I first did the string of shows for this promotion, you know, we talked about it's a clean slate for everybody. It's a new aspect. It's the new era.
All
and
right.
Now we sit here, and we all know how the outcome was, but you created history. I think it was the first time in 136 years somebody has been given that belt, given that avenue.
That,
what did that moment mean to you at the end of the fight when them straps were wrapped around your waist, Arnold?
You know, it was exciting. You know, I accomplished what I set out to do, but it really didn't set in until that next morning when I was sitting outside the hotel, just, you know, just taking everything in. And I sat there and I thought about it like, man, I'm the first person to have this belt since John L. Sullivan had it back in the 1800s.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's an overwhelming feeling, and it's kind of hard to explain.
Right. But you know what? Me and you talked about it before we went live. I brought up another aspect of history that I don't think a lot of people have realized, and it's something that you should be very proud of. You're the first African-American ever to win either one of these titles. How does that feel for you in the legacy of Arnold Adams and the creation of?
It's dope because, you know, I was the first legalized sanctioned fight when the tournament started June 2nd.
Yeah.
And now here it is. Now, tournament's over. I've won the Police Gazette. I'm the bare knuckle FC champion, heavyweight champion, the first win. But I'm hearing everybody mention my name with Jack Johnson. And, you know, he was the first African American heavyweight champion. So now it's like I'm really locked in to the history books. Like, I created something for my son to be proud of, and when I brought the belt home, can I take it to school? Can I please take it to school? Now, mind you, I got five or six other belts. He saw me bring those belts, and he begged me to take them to school for show and tell. So, I mean, it's definitely a wonderful feeling. Like, my name is in the history books. Your father's name is in the history books. Yes, bud. Okay.
You know, I don't even know how I could take that. You know, I've been in the sport 23 years. I've been doing journalism for close to 15 years. And, yeah, to surmise, just to sit back and realize that, yeah, your name is forever embedded in American history and world history.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's got to be worth more to you,
Daddy,
and to your family than any amount of money you could win from the fight. Would that be a fair statement?
That's a little far-fetched at this point in time. But when you actually stop to think about it, like when the money is gone and I don't have that money anymore, still in those books, my name will be there. My name can never be erased from those books. Ever.
Exactly.
So I guess, you know what, you're right. You're right. It is more important than money. It'll never go anywhere.
That's what I was getting at. Because, you know, 10, 20 years from now, your children's children, your other aunts, you know, people in your family, your whoever, your fans, they can always go back. And now this foundation has been set. You know, you look at the fight, man, it was tremendous. Man, I got to hand it to you. I was amazed at the ability that you show each and every time that you step into the ring. Now that you sit back and look at it, what did you take away from the tournament in whole? What did it teach Arnold Adams? Not just the warrior, but the man, because it was a long road, brother.
It was. My first two fights, you know, there was a lot of pressure there because of the names of the people that I was fighting. And, you know, they were warriors or journeymen, or, you know, they're known for having this, and that. And their names were everywhere. So I felt like, you know, coming in as an underdog, I had a point to prove. Like I told you before, I was hungry, but I really had to show that I wasn't here to play no games. And then when I got to the finals and I fought Sam, I honestly thought it was going to be a walk in the park, easier than the first two fights. And surprisingly, that probably was the hardest fight I've had.
Yeah. It was a tremendous fight, you know. But you sit back, and we all do this, man. We all sit back now that it's been almost a week out. And you sit back, and you, I don't think you still can say that you've been able to understand everything that's happened.
Nope.
But what does this moment truly mean for you now as a father, as a husband, you know, to have that opportunity to provide for your family and life and know that you have a foundation to build up from there? Because, like I said, the first time we talked, you know, you talked about the adversities in life, and now you know, I know this winning this tournament didn't answer all your problems, but it surely had to help, brother.
Yeah, it definitely did help. Of course, you know, this hasn't answered anything, but it opens the door for future events, future fights, you know, bigger paydays, bigger belts, which will, in due time, solve all my problems and take care of everything I need. I mean, this was more than just another fight or a tournament that I was entering. This there was a lot at stake behind this.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, everything you put everything into this, you know.
I did.
What does it mean for you to have that type of backing from your wife, your kids, that aspect of your life? What does it mean for you to know that, whether you won it or not, you still had the belief in that aspect, you know, in you as a father and as a warrior?
Well, honestly, I didn't have that thought of, well, if I don't make it, I'll stay. They'll still, no, the only option I had was to win this. I didn't give myself an ultimatum. I didn't look at it as, well, even if I don't win, I could still, no. My mindset was, I have to accomplish this. I have to succeed, because I'm at a point in my, I'm at an age now where, you know, if I can't do it now, it's going to get harder and harder as time goes on. The window gets smaller, opportunities become few and far-fetched, and I had to seize it. I had to lock it in. There was no other option for me but to win this.
You know, I love your story, man. That's why I pushed to have you back on the show, because, you know, I with a lot of other people, we know what it's like to struggle, but like you said, you had no other ultimatum. You had to make this win. You
right.
know, where does Arnold Adams go from here? You know, you truly say it so explicitly that, you know, our window of opportunity is only so large.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see yourself going? Where do you see yourself doing? Because I don't know how this works, because bare knuckle fighting championships, you know, this is all new to all of us. You win
right.
the tournament. Do they sign you to a multi-fight deal? Do they have you come back and defend it? How does that aspect work for you?
That's a very good question. I'm pretty sure I'll come back and defend it. But honestly, I can't really say for sure right now. I can't. But I'm pretty sure they would have me come back and defend it.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure the fans want me to come back and defend it. Like the fans that I've gained throughout this tournament who have seen me fight, they love the way I fight and how I handle myself. And I've had some people tell me, like, man, I didn't think you had it in you. I didn't think you were that type of fighter. You know, you were so calm. And it, to me, from the outside looking in, it seemed like you were nervous or you were out of your league. But then once that bell rang and those hands got to flying and you weren't being touched, I was just truly amazed.
Yeah. Well, you amazed me, bro. I was like, honestly, I sat back. I was like, damn. You know, that's why I laugh when we say you was hungry, because, you know, we know it's an expression that's popped up,
right?
You know, in the last few years with everybody that truly has
everybody's
that
hungry. Everybody has
everybody.
I have a tiger. Yeah, yeah.
But what does it truly mean to you? And I'm speaking to you not as a warrior, but as a man. When you sat back and reflected on that moment, what does it truly mean for you to know that you did it? I mean, you set out what you. I mean, you did it. You did multiple things. You showed your kids that when you set out to do something, you see it through.
Mm-hmm.
You did something for yourself as a man, because you told yourself, this is all I got. I got to do this. Now that
mm-hmm.
it's all said and done, what does it truly mean to you as a man, knowing that you showed even yourself that you can accomplish things that you never knew were possible?
It raises the bar. And now that I set the goal, I accomplished it. But now the goal is to stay on top. And I know I got a huge target on my back, and everybody's going to be gunning for me now because I'm that number one guy in this sport. And everybody wants a shot at the king. Everybody wants to run the throne or whatever the case, whatever you want to call it. But everybody's gunning for me now. So, you know, cool. I'm here. I'm accepting all challenges. I don't care who it is. Honestly, I don't care who it is. I've never ran from a fight. I've never backed down from a fight. If I know I have a slim chance of winning, I'm still going to come in. I'm going to do me. And for the most part, when I do me, it works. It works in my favor.
Yeah. Well, you proved to the world. You know, it's kind of crazy because, you know, I sit here and I interview legends in MMA, legends mm-hmm. in boxing, and even world champions and up-and-comers. But I honestly got to say, for the first time in my whole career, I'm truly taken back by the humility that you showed on my first show in saying that you got to do this. And now I see you seen it all the way through. You completed it. You did it. You're now in the history books. It's just like, man, you know, it's a moment for me that makes me proud because, nobody knows how this bare-knuckle boxing stuff for either promotion is going to work because it's all in its infancy. You know, mm-hmm. so it's like, man, to see you do it, brother, I'm so proud of you because I know where you were, and now I know where you're at.
Okay.
And I honestly got to say, I wish I could say I'm in your shoes. I mean, I ain't going to lie, bro, because let's tell it like it is. When you were on my show, things weren't great, you know?
Right.
And now you got that paycheck. Now you got the honor of being the first African-American, you know, bare-knuckle world champion, the first bare-knuckle champion in 136 years or so, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what does that truly mean to you in every aspect? Because I don't know if I could sit back and really even put it into words.
Hmm.
I mean, how has it defined you?
I guess you could say it proves what I've been saying all this time about my skill set, my abilities, my determination, my focus. Like, a lot of people doubt me. They look at my MMA record and it's upside down. So automatically they take me for a joke or they write me off. But for the people who have seen me compete, they have a completely different view and a completely different opinion on me. And I think this running through this bare knuckle tournament the way I did really solidifies what I've been saying. And really puts me on the map.
Yeah, it's crazy because, like I said, this is new for both of us. I mean, I've never interviewed a world champion that didn't know how the game was going to end. So I mean, you know, I'm sitting there trying to because like I don't write nothing down. My people that listen to my show, they know this, and my guests, they know I don't write nothing down. So when you got something so new, it's crazy because, you know, I could say, Arnold, who do you want next? But that we don't know what next is. How contemplating
right.
or how hard is that on you as a fighter, not knowing what's next? Because, I mean, I'm sure the promotion is going to reach out to you because Feldman and Shook are good people. But,
right.
you know, what's been offered to you, a multi-fight deal, or how does this work? Explain to us that on the outside,
honestly,
because you know more than we do.
Honestly, we're in the same boat. We're in the same boat. I know just
well.
As
you
much
know,
as
I know
you
Nate
do.
Shook's. Yeah, I know Nate Shook and Dave Feldman are listening tonight, so give them a man and help them figure it out because we want to know.
I mean, now, I know there's some dates coming up next year. We're done for the rest of this year. You know, these last 6 months or whatever have been quite hectic, but we're done for the year. I know of one date and a possible location, but other than that, no, I don't have anything. I was told I would be contacted in a couple weeks. Oh, wow. I'm just waiting on that. But as of right now, I'm chilling. I mean, I'm trying to soak this in and get my hands back to 100% because it's been a while since they haven't had any pain in them.
Yeah, right. Well, you got to enjoy some of that money, too. But, you know,
yes,
being a fan of the sport, the way I would like to see it done, I don't know how it's – this is just my perception. But I would like to see another heavyweight tournament with the winner facing you. I think that would be the only way that this would be, you know, in my eyes, would make it totally legit, because then you have two true tournament winners at the heavyweight
right.
division facing off. I think that's
right.
the money fight right there. What
okay.
are your thoughts?
I do like that. I like that idea. Instead of just having somebody just come in and saying they want to fight me and they fight me for the belt they didn't put no work in or they didn't do anything. But I can tell you this, there's been talks of doing a U.S. versus U.K. or I saw on a post someone from overseas, I don't know what promotion, what bare knuckle promotion, but they were like, we've got the European bare knuckle heavyweight champion, and we should do this one, him versus your guy, a U.S. versus the U.K. or whatever part of Europe he was from. Funny thing is, their champion is from Kansas, I believe.
Yeah.
I think he is from Kansas. So I'm like, oh, okay, all right. Well, I'm with it. It could be over here. We'll have that fight over here since you guys want to fight me. You're challenging me, so we'll do that fight over here. But there's been no talks, no elaborate talks about it, but that was just a suggestion that I had saw.
Yeah.
Champion versus champion.
That'd be kind of cool. You know, see, I had Julian Lane on today. And see, this is where I think sometimes things get a little screwed up. You know, Julian Lane is a champion in his weight class in bare knuckle
mm-hmm.
over in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But he's fighting for the World Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation's inaugural event, their first event, on November 9th. And so he has to fight his way, you know, to the championship again.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, I told him, I asked him, did he feel cheated? You know, when you look at it, you know, you're the world champion for bare knuckle fighting championships. So I kind of like that idea that, you know, bring somebody from across the pond that is the top over there too. I mean,
right.
Either way, they got to give you something, because when you look at a brother the way I do, you truly earned the spot where you're at. I'm not saying fighters don't earn championship belts, so nobody get their panties in a bunch. But what I'm saying is, when you win a tournament, you
right.
fought three times. You put in three different camps. You went through three different, you know, times of injury and pain to get this
mm-hmm.
get these belts. You
mm-hmm.
should be justified and get vindication, you know, against somebody of your caliber. I mean, I just.
Right.
But it's so new. This sport's so new. I mean, how did it feel to Arnold Adams from start to finish, being that you did create history, you know, in all aspects, in the beginning, stepping up into bare knuckle as it was new in the United States. Then you win the thing, you win the world, you know, the whole tourney, and you become the world champion. How was that whole scenario for you through that promotion from day one to winning the championship?
It pretty much stayed the same until I won it. And even then, I still think there's, like, in the beginning, there were doubters and naysayers and people who couldn't see it going my way. Even after I dominated Beltrán, there were still quite a few people who were like, I don't know. we'll see. Now, I win the belt, and there are some people who were like, no, I don't think he won that, yada, yada, yada. And it's like, man, they still doubt me? They still don't think I should, they still don't think I belong, or I'm not where I should be. Okay. I mean, let me know what it is you guys want me to do, or who it is you want me to fight that proves that I'm worthy to be here.
That's kind of crazy, bro. I mean, see, that's, oh, man. Society today, man, I'm going to get on a rant for a second, but society today kind of pisses me off because, you know, you got these people that are fans of the sport. You got these people that are inner workings of the sport, and then you got people that are of the sport. And in the fans of the sport, you got these people that want to be journalists or people that are keyboard warriors or whatever, and through social media, they're allowed to dictate or make people look a certain aspect or portray them in a certain aspect. And these people truly don't even understand the sport through and through. They jump at the first thing they see. They got people that, you know, take sides. And I think that takes away from the grandeur of the sport. You know, you're a warrior, brother. I wouldn't let anybody tell you any different. What you did was history-making. Nobody can take that from you. You don't got nothing to prove to anybody except for yourself and the man upstairs. That's the way I always feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But if you had to make a statement, man, to the world about how great this feels for Arnold Adams to know that you did something that no other man has done, what would that statement be?
Put some respect on my name.
Damn. Also, I mean,
plain and simple, put some respect on my name. This wasn't no easy journey. It's been a long time coming, and I'm here now. Put some respect on my name.
Well, you know I respect you, brother. I begged you to come on the show. I didn't expect that. I was kind of sitting there waiting for a couple words out your mouth. And you said, put some respect on my name.
Yeah,
you know, but it's true.
And it's funny. I had a fan sent me that. He was like, I forgot what the post was, but he had commented, yeah, and tell them put that blue check mark by your name with some respect behind it. I was like, oh, yeah, put some respect on my name. Here it is.
I like that. You know, I might even steal that. Man, but, you know, I'm 53 years old, and like I said, I understand where certain aspects of life are hard, and now you've done this, man. You know, it's hard to accomplish things in life. It's hard to reach your goals. How good does it make you feel knowing now that, you know, you set an example for not just your kids, not just your family, but for all the youth across America, all the people striving to be better.
Mm-hmm.
You set an example out there. You show them that when you set your mind to do something, to see
mm-hmm.
it through, you know, to see it completely through. How does it make you feel knowing that you not only created history, but you showed aspects of the sport that determination can give you anything that you seek?
It's a wonderful feeling. But you know, I used to be a youth football coach, and a lot of the kids that have they're grown now, and they still come up to me and they call me Coach AJ when they see me now, and they still treat me as though we're on football practice and I'm still their coach, even though they're grown men now, like 22, 21, 20 years old now. But they still look up to me, I love the kids. And if I could be a motivator or I could inspire someone to be better or to strive for their goals and accomplish them, then I'm here for it. I'm here for it. If I can help somebody make a positive, if I could be a positive impact in someone's life or help someone make a positive change, then I'm here. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I like that. You know, the future of this sport is unknown, but you're one of the first predecessors in the United States legally sanctioned to do this, and now you have a voice. What would Arnold Adams, you know, like you said, you were a football coach. What would you like to do now that you've got time off? What would you like to do now to give back and share with the youth and share with the community what it truly means to strive for greatness and accomplish your goals and dreams?
I don't know. I'm usually pretty much open and up for anything. So, like, if at the local youth boxing program or any sports program or after school program wanted me to come in and give some words or bring my belt and talk to the kids, or even if it's troubled youth like Scott Burt, who is the president of the Bare Knuckle Boxing Hall of Fame in Belfast, New York. He was telling me that he was a teacher for at-risk youth. And he was asking me, you know, he asked me a couple of things to do throughout the tournament. And I did it with no problem because I understand that kids really look up and hang on everything that we do as athletes or just celebrities in general. They really look up to us. So if we're setting bad examples or if we're not being a good role model, they tend to follow those things and follow those steps. So I'm here. If you guys want me to hold a positive image or change the way I may carry myself in the eye of the public, then so be it.
Yeah. Man, you're sitting there yawning on me, man. Am I boring you that bad, Arnold?
No. Yeah, it's just been a busy day. It's been a busy day.
I can imagine, you know. You know, I wanted you on here because I had you on here in the beginning. I watched the story unfold. You know, brother, I'm proud of you, you know. And then
thank you.
Sit here and hear you have you say, you know, put some respect on my name. I truly think that you've earned a lot more respect than you truly know. I mean, you've earned my respect, and I know that might not mean shit to you. But I take pride in who I bring on my show. I take pride in what warriors I share. And I've never been more humbled to be able to be in the bare knuckle aspect, but to have a fighter from start to finish and now have you as the heavyweight world champion. Mm-hmm. I commend you, brother. What you did is tremendous because I remember the words we first shared. You know, and I ain't gonna share them now because it ain't nobody's business. But man, you fulfilled your dreams. I mean, that's something very many people can't say in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really hard to figure out where to go with this because I mean, I would love to see another tournament where you fight the winner. I would love to see another aspect where you fight a champion and make it a global title.
Right.
But it's going to be interesting to see where they go with this because it's all new for everybody. You know, you might end up fighting the heavyweight champion in the world, Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation, which is the other promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's so many options. I mean, there truly is. But what would you like, Arnold? And I'll wrap this show up, you know, pretty quickly. But how would you like to have it, you know, perplex or play out in your mind? What would you think would be the best avenue to go?
I actually do like that idea of having another heavyweight tournament and having the winner of that tournament face me. That seems like a pretty good idea. But then on the flip side, how long would that wait be? Would I be waiting another 5 to 6 months before I can see another fight? Because if I'm waiting on him, that means no one else can come challenge me in the meantime. And you know what?
Right. Well, What's that?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, we got a caller on the line, so I don't know who
okay.
it is.
All
but,
right.
We're going to go ahead and pass this call through and see what they got to say.
All right.
Hey,
you're live on the air
now
with the Fighter's Voice.
Hey, guys, it's Steve Gross calling from Kankakee County, Illinois. Moments, to be specific. First, I want to say congratulations on the title.
Thank you.
And I have just my background. I used to be a pro fighter back in the kickboxing days back in the 90s. And the guy who designed the bare knuckle boxing ring out in Pennsylvania, Gary Grant, is a pal of mine.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And,
okay.
Yeah, and Gary told me that he sent me a text message about you and last week before the fight, and he was like, I'm betting my house on this guy. And and Gary's got an eye. I mean, he's the fight man, you know.
Yeah,
so,
Gary's a good guy. He's been on my side from the beginning. Yeah, I like Gary.
yeah, he's sensational. He's great people. But when you're talking about you know, working with the youth and that kind of thing, I mean, that's so huge for, you know, so many people in the martial arts and the boxing
mm-hmm.
community. And there's so many guys. I remember one guy in particular that he was the Southside fighter back in the 80s in the karate world. And we were just kind of having a heart-to-heart one time. And he basically told me, he's like, man, all my friends are either dead or in jail. And
mm-hmm.
And he's not, you know, from the fight world, but
right.
You know, this is what I was going to throw out to you is I see that I think they're going to have a card in January. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and it'd be cool to see you on that. And then, yeah, if they did a side tournament, and I got on probably about 15 minutes ago, started listening, and so I didn't catch
okay.
everything. But
okay.
But yeah, what bringing night. A boy from across the pond to fight, I think that'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. That's the same thing I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let me ask you one question
sure.
a person that's intertwined in the sport. You know, you look at somebody like Arnold Adams, and all objective thoughts. Don't you think that they need to equate it to where the opposition, you know, has earned the right to fight him as he had to earn the world title?
Oh, yeah, I think so. But it's, again, this is very much in its infancy right now. And what he brought up about, you know, hey, you know, when do I fight again? You know, in 5 months, you know, because this is
right.
Still kind of putting itself together. So.
Mm-hmm.
Like a win-win would be for him to be on a card with maybe a non-title bout, you know, but still it's a serious match, or maybe that unification thing, especially if that guy's from Kansas City or
mm-hmm.
Kansas or whatever. I mean, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's, I'm seeing lots
mm-hmm.
of possibilities and not to you know, turn it into a teleministry or anything like that, but God will put all that stuff together if it's supposed to be, you know, that stuff all kind
right.
of comes together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I personally, before I let you go, brother, I personally would like
sure.
to see, since the, you know, the World Bare Knuckle Boxing Fighting Federation is the other promotion, their inaugural event is the 9th, you know, for their champion to face the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships champion, which is Arnold Adams. I think, you know, unifying that would unify bare knuckle boxing across the country, if not the world. What are your thoughts?
Again, I think it's in its infancy still, and I don't know if these different promoters would bite on it as much as the fans, I think, would dig it. It's just kind of like bringing those Showtime boxers over to HBO and vice versa. It'd be cool, but I don't know if it'd be possible, you know.
I if I'm not mistaken, one of the people who or someone who's behind the WBKFF was actually
yeah.
partners with Feldman in the beginning. And after Feldman's first show, he then branched off and went over there to help them get their show going.
To Europe?
Yes.
My head's going up and down. Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, that's what the case was. So I definitely could see them coming together to do this. But then again, I don't know what that relationship is like now for that to happen.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you thoroughly look at it, I mean, I got my start in boxing 23 years ago. You know, you got the WBA, WBC, WBO. I mean, the opportunities are endless. I mean, we all agree the opportunities are endless. I just, you know, objectively, in my assumptions, I just think that whoever it is, it needs to be an opponent that has had to earn his way, the way that Arnold Adams has. I appreciate you calling
right.
in. If there's anything else you'd like to say to Arnold before I let you go.
Hey, you know what, guys, again, thanks for, you know, bringing me on board into the conversation. I'm really honored. And, I'll be connecting with you. Maybe we could connect and do something with some kids sometime and have you come by and say hi to a group.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Just let me know.
All right, for sure. Thanks again, guys. Enjoy the show.
Arnold, you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. You know, God, you know, it's kind of cool having him call in, you know, especially since you guys are kind of affiliated. But it does open the essence of to, like, the beginning of like, regular boxing. You know, there's so many avenues, so many aspects. And, you know, we're not the professionals in that aspect, so we can't surmise what they're going to do. But,
right.
My friend, see what you created in the sport? Now you've created this thought, this liaison, because it is. I mean, it's not even in its infancy. It's still premature.
Right.
So, you know, I just hope from man to man, you know, father to father, that the wait time for you truly isn't that long. Because I know at the end of the day what means the most to you.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say, brother?
Oh, I was just listening to you. I think it'll be put together fairly quickly, and we'll have something going on soon. I don't think it'll wait to be too long. But I like when I say too long, I don't think it'll be 6 months or anything like that at all. No, I think it'll be shorter than that. But I am going to enjoy my downtime. I will say that.
Right. You need to, man. You need to. You know what? Now that you got that big paycheck, I know you're not somebody that's going to go out there and spend it foolishly. But just for Arnold Adams, you know, what was that one? We're going to ask a silly off-topic question. What was that one thing that you went out and bought or thinking about buying, you know, just because?
Just for me?
Yeah, just for you.
Honestly, there isn't. I don't have anything. I really don't.
Daddy.
Yes, but. Yeah, that's my youngest daughter. But no, for me, no, there really wasn't anything. The biggest thing was making sure that the family is taken care of. And that doesn't just include my immediate family. You know, that's grandparents, that's mom, that's everyone who really helped me through this process and helped me to make sure that I could accomplish what I needed to accomplish.
Yeah. And you really did. I mean, That's the greatest thing of it all, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted you on the show. And I know the intent came from what we just heard. you little girl, that's the cutest thing in the world, man. You know, Arnold, I'm going to let you get and go spend some time with your family, but I just want to let you know how proud I am of you. I know where you're at. I know where you're at, and I know where you're at now. And I know it's a big load off your back and your chest. And
it is.
You know, the history and all that stuff is great, but I know what this truly meant to you. And
thank you.
I'm proud of you, brother.
Thank you.
You you did your thing, and now I think you're right. I think they need to put some respect on your name, you know, because you showed the sport who you are, what you are, and where you are, and nobody can take that from you.
All
you know,
right.
Arnold, I'm truly honored that you came on the show tonight. I'm sorry, we really didn't know where to go with it because it is in its infancy, but
mm-hmm.
I wanted the world to know who you were, at least my 300,000 listeners. I wanted them to know, you know, who you were and what you did in the sport.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah. 300,000
is a pretty nice, it's a nice number right there.
Right?
Definitely is a nice number. That's a strong fan base right there.
I've been doing my show for almost 15 years now.
Yeah, and you've had some of the greats on there. So yeah, I could imagine.
But you know what? The show ain't about me. It's about you guys sharing who you are. And I could be like the standard Wikipedia show. I could say, bro, what did you feel you did right in this camp? How was the cut?
Right.
You know,
the basic normal questions that they always ask.
And nobody gets to know you. I mean, I could go on.
Right.
I can go on social media and figure that out.
That's true.
But at the end of the day, I'm more proud of you for moving from where you were to where you're at now. Now it's up to you to continue to write history. And I think you truly will because you got a strong family behind you. You know, with that being said, I truly want to thank you for joining the show tonight. You truly are a humble
thank
champion.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a blessing. You know, you go be with your family. Enjoy this time. You deserve it, brother. You know, you're forever going to be in the history books. But
forever.
You know what? Forever, bro. But you know what? It means more to you as a man than it will ever be in a history book. Just remember that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Definitely.
On that note, I'm going to toss the mic to you. If you have any social media sites, any sponsors, any friends or family, or just anything else you'd like to say before we let you go, brother. Floor
okay. Social media, Instagram is Cali_Boomaye. Cali_Boomaye. Same thing as Twitter and Snapchat. Facebook is just Arnold Adams. I want to say thank you to David Feldman, Scott Burt, and the entire Bare Knuckle FC promotion team. My family, of course, my mom, my girl, my children who have been my motivation behind this. Steve Colon, you know, that's my home gym. Lloyd Carter, who's been there for every fight throughout this tournament with me. Chris Benchot Chavez from the Money Team in Vegas. The 2 years I spent out there, he was the only person who was willing to work with me and get my boxing up to par. Sponsors. Higher Homes out in Indiana, Northwest Indiana, Active Empire, and Ghost Caviar. If there's anyone I miss, I do apologize. This is new to me, and these are the main people that I could think of off top. Oh, thank you to you for having me on your show. You didn't have to bring me on, but you did, and you brought me back for a second time. So, yeah, definitely want to thank you.
Oh, man. The honor and the privilege is all mine, brother. You know, that's one thing I think that's missing in life is people truly don't show appreciation. They don't show respect. They don't they don't give people the opportunity they truly deserve. And like I said, the one thing they can't take from me and you is I know where you came from, and I know where you're at now. And like I said, I'm proud of you, brother. Not many people set their goals and see them through, and you did. And forever now, man, you have my respect because You know, I like that. They need to put some respects on your name. I'm going to come up with something and create something for you. I like that, bro. On that note, man, you go spend some time with that lovely family. And when you get ready to do some shows again, man, hit me up and we'll have you back on and we'll share you with the world again, brother.
All right, we'll do.
Thank you so much. All right, God bless you.
Thank you. All right, you want to say bye-bye?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Arnold Adams. You know, this is kind of crazy. We have never done a show where we were lost on where he goes from here. But trust me, Dave Feldman, Nate Shook know what the hell they're doing. They're going to bring a tremendous aspect back with Arnold Adams. I'm sure, you know, they've done a tremendous job. This time, I think it's a hell of a promotion. It's one that truly deserves all the respect that they're getting because I've been running nothing but bare knuckle lately because I'm so enthused and enthralled with it. But like the caller and Arnold, I'd like to know where this is going. So Nate Shook, Dave Feldman, let us know. How does this work since it's in its infancy? With that being said, I want to thank Finished MMA, Juan Martinez. I want to thank the 86ers.net with Alfred and Freddie. I want to thank Cutman for Hire with Jacob Stitch Duran and Juan Ramirez. I want to thank Bite Me Mouth Guards with Joe Rice. You know, they're tremendous people. I also want to thank the United Way for having my back and the United Way Merced. You know, it's an honor. With that being said, I want to take us out with a little bit of my homie, Nate White. On that note, have a good night and God bless. Inside nothing, wants overflow. Beside something, nothing they control.